AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An intense manhunt in the village of Fox Lake, Illinois, has been broadened as police search for three suspects in the shooting death of Police Lieutenant Charles Joe Glinowitz. Chief George Filenko heads the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force.
I'm not going to set a time limit on this. I have a murdered colleague, police officer, and we're not going to stop.
Glinowitz was shot and killed shortly after telling dispatchers yesterday morning he was pursuing three suspicious men. A Baltimore judge has refused to dismiss charges against six police officers in connection with the death of a black man seriously injured in their custody. He also refused to remove state's prosecutor Marilyn Mosby from the state. From the case, AP's David Dishnell reports the lawyers for the officers in the state are back in court this hour for hearing on another motion.
There will be a motion argued to sever the cases. That would be to have the officers tried separately rather than together.
Freddie Gray's death touched off protests and rioting in Baltimore. 34 senators now support the Iran nuclear deal, enough votes to uphold a promised presidential veto should Congress pass a resolution against the agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry, in a speech in Philadelphia, argues that the restrictions on Iran's nuclear program are good for the Middle East.
The agreed plan will make the United States, Israel, the Gulf states, and the world safer.
In an unusual occurrence, Kerry's speech was carried live in Iran. The body of a man missing for more than 3 weeks has been found in Yosemite National Park. Park officials say the body of James Michael Millett Jr. was found above the Yosemite Valley. He had planned a day hike on August 11th and never returned to his car. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 215, while the NASDAQ has gained 64, and the S&P 500 is up 20. This is AP Radio News. A private survey shows the job market remains strong.
The ADP survey found 190,000 private sector jobs were added last month. That is better than July, but less than the 231,000 that were gained in June. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says it's a good report in light of the stock market's huge swings.
No indication that the turmoil, the volatility, the decline in equity prices is having a material impact.
The Labor Department releases its August jobs report on Friday. The expectation is 220,000 jobs were added, and the jobless rate dipped to 5.2%. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A couple of critters foul up morning rush hour in California. Drivers had to avoid a chicken in the toll booth lanes of the Bay Bridge from Oakland to San Francisco, and a goose on the shoulder of a San Jose highway had drivers hitting the brakes. Both birds safely left the roads. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.